and the stones of the citadel wall began to feel the rainwater hitting them. They felt they were connected with the rest of the walls, floors, and houses of Ferreira. With the feeling of having had a long dream, the memories of the past began to grow. From the stones of the road that connect the town with the mountain, to the rockiest wall that supported a Tineo on top of itself, everything seemed to come together in a single thought full of memories, emotions, and legends that forged the history and tradition of Ferreira. At first, the stones traveled back in time hundreds of years. Listening from the ground of the town square how the neighbors met, like every week, to discuss and agree on the main issues that concerned everyone. No issue was simple, but water always occupied a large part of the discussion. Such a precious commodity was never easy to distribute. Great luck for our people here, having so close the pure water that is born from the icy peak that watches us. But water alone does not feed man, so the stones continue to explore the streets in search of more memories, entering the houses of the town. Upon reaching the kitchen of one of them, the smell began to be palpable, from the fireplace, of what was cooking on the stove. I'm sure it was porridge, the smell of paprika is unmistakable. There were always talks after eating. Notes about yesterday's conversation in the Arab baths, rumors about the arrival of the Christians, or the event that the travelers from the other side of the mountain entailed. I wish it were a stone to travel on the saddlebags of a donkey and freely see places never visited before. They called themselves the peasants, whose furthest border was 5 miles away. All the responsibilities in life are hard, the imposing wall of the citadel responded with his thoughts. That wall. The same one that had the great honor of being a symbol of strength and resistance of the people, she also longed for. She longed to catch air, break her feet of rock and cement, and run until she stopped breathlessly at the entrance to Ferreira. And observe, in a majestic picture, how the white blossoming almond trees welcomed the strangers. Being big and strong was not a consolation for her, nor was it enough to have power. It is a curious power of the walls, by the way. Capable of resisting and enduring under any condition. Listening and assimilating the cries that their walls contain, rejoicing in the good news. Keeping a thunderous silence even knowing that any threat is coming.